A point that I wanted to kind of bring in to kind of like start wrapping this thing up is I personally think like church can be like, in my opinion, like it can be very like one dimensional. And like when I say that, it's like it's repetitive, but also I feel like there's more aspects of God than just going to church this time that week. There's so many things outside of it. Like, is your career aligned? Is your relationships aligned? And it's like, yeah, we can go to the church, talk to the pastors about these things, but I feel like there should be other things. Like, and when it comes to church, like it should be more about like an organization, you know what I'm saying? Like not just like a place where people go to, but to keep each other accountable in a sense, like just outside of church, not just in this one, like 1 hour a week, go there and you worship God. It's like, no, like you should be living out God's purpose for yourself 24/7. Like
exactly.
Throughout the day, all throughout the week. Yeah. And that's just my opinion. Like me, like I understand, like our church is connected to a school, which I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not very like one dimensional, but one dimensional is like, it's just very just one thing, right?
Kind of like what Orthodox Church and like even Catholic Church have where, okay, because guess what? Orthodox Church, are you go into a church and it's just a church. It's just for you to worship and stuff. They don't really have schools. And if there's any type of teachings and stuff, it is at a different time.
Yeah, there's multiple things that our church does, like with the young adults group and events and
sometimes
stuff.
I think that's
like really good. And it should even like be more broader than that, because you know how like this world is like ran by evil. Like there's evil, like at like a lot of places that you look on TV, television and trends, social media. Like it should be the same idea with God, putting God out into all these different things, not just church, right? Not just church, not just you come here Sunday with your family and that's it. No, you should do this in all areas of your life, not be just so one-dimensional, but in all aspects.
Right. Glorify God's name and bring God's, the understanding to other people about what you know about God, whether you are talking to somebody at the gym or whether you're talking to somebody, let's say, at a restaurant, wherever you might go, you want to carry that that responsibility to preach God's word, preach the gospel, and tell people about God and really, really be that person that displays the character of God and lead by example.
Exactly. And that's why I really appreciate our church group. Like our group, like it's getting bigger, like by like the month,
I love it. Yeah.
One more person, two more people. And that's like a really great thing. And like, imagine if every single person who went to church had a group of like 5-6 people, like they kind of stick with, and it's like your table at like, you were to go to school at a lunch table. It's lunchtime. You sit with these group of people, right? And that's your group. You have like a nice little group chat. And that's like, I think that's not, it expands like the horizon for what church can actually be, like an organization instead of just this one building. Like it should be able to expand out into different things and not be called church, but be called, I don't know, something else. You know,
but
what I'm
it
saying?
Doesn't have to be called anything else. It's just that, which is also an important point to bring up, is people's understanding about church and stuff. I think at some point, same with religion, we've mentioned this before too, is I think it's important that no matter what we go through in life, as difficult as it might be, and traumatic, you have to at some point be able to let go of that pain and look at it from a new mindset and look at it from a healthier perspective and say, I might have went through this. This might have happened in life, but God has a plan. God loves me. And, you know, God has a reason on why I went through the things that I went through, because he's trying to show me something. And I am able to provide value through my experience. And guess what? Not only that, but he will give you a new heart. He will new mind. And when you trust in him that he will do that, I promise he will deliver that with the results, and you will live a life where your past experiences, your past traumas, whatever that might be, you will be able to then use that as a fuel to let go of any type of things that you went through and focus on what is in front of you and what God has been doing in your life there at that moment than what has happened to you in the past or what you didn't like in the past, because at the end of the day, it's all gone. There's nothing you can do about it. So don't let these experiences and these traumatic situations get to you too much, because then you're taking off your eyes of the glory of God and his grace. So really, really focus on more the positive side of things and just look at a community that you can grow with, ask questions, freely be able to discuss things. And I love how our church provides that, like the pastors gathering with people at the end of the church service, talking to them, praying for them, us going down and asking questions, us having our little chat, you know, after the service too, you know, telling each other, okay, like, what did you learn? I think this was interesting. And then having conversations about that outside of church as well. It just creates a brotherhood.
It's a level playing field, yeah. Right? Everyone's like on the same level in a sense.
Just like the gym, right? When you go to a gym, you all share something in common and it's easier to connect with people actually when you go to the gym and stuff. It's easier to talk to somebody because you're kind of in the same environment and there's a lot to bring up because guess what? You've been seeing this person for a week straight. There's something to tell them. Hey, like, I love your discipline. Yo, bro, I see you here a lot. What's your name? And you meet them. It's easier because there's something that unites both of you together outside of just your personalities, but just the fact that both of you take time out of your day, go to the gym and work out and putting in the work. Same with the church. So it is a good unity. And not just that, but church is even greater than the gym that I mentioned is because the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ unites all of us together as brothers and sisters. So it's great.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So we should definitely be more disciplined, raise the standards in whatever we do and look at things more seriously and look at things more in a way that what does God want for us? What would God want us to worship him like and drop our egos and drop our feelings on what I feel like doing at the moment or what I might be going through because it is more than what I feel and what I'm going through. I might have a terrible day for going to church. I can't carry that inside the church because guess what? There can be somebody going through 2 times, 3 times more than me. You know what I mean? So that is you giving up yourself and your feelings for the better of other people. And that's the highest part of humility is because guess what? It's not about me anymore. It's about God now. It's about his people. And how can I serve him? And how can I serve everybody else and put myself last? So there's something to that type of stuff. So standards and there has to be for sure like some kind of traditions within the church, in my opinion, for people to follow. Because look, at the end of the day, people are like sheeps. We're all like sheeps. We need Jesus. But outside of
we want to be sheeps at the end of the day because when it comes down to what we actually need, like once we survive, once we have like our food, like you feel accepted somewhere.
Yeah.
Once you get like those basic needs, like the next thing is like you want to serve something beyond yourself, right?
Yeah.
You don't really, like all these things are met. Now it's time to give yourself and surrender to something beyond yourself.
Exactly.
Which is your purpose for that God has for you.
Exactly. But I was trying to get to more like, there will be only, what I'm trying to say is that in my opinion, there will be only few who will think outside of box on saying, okay, why should we stand up when we pray to church? Like some people, it might not even bother them. Some people might actually be sitting there and not even think about why should I stand up to worship? I can just be sitting down, even though I see a guy that's standing up and worshiping, why should I do it? Because look, we did get up and only few people got up after us. I mean, on what we could see in front of us and kind of
no, there was the actually rise, a lot of people that actually got up and sat down. But
yeah, but not, no. I was going to think there would be even more. But it wasn't. It wasn't as many as I would like to think, especially men, right? So the idea is when you are able to be the leader who tells people, okay, guys, I encourage you to stand up. It just creates a so much better outlook on how do you influence people in a positive manner because some people like to be told what to do. And if you have to be that person in that place, tell people what to do and you're serving God and you're doing this out of humility, it's the best thing you can do. Sure.